In your life, what are you looking for? How do you choose to see the world? Over the summer, we had a reading group here that was studying the writings and videos of a gentleman by the name of Rob Bell, who's a prolific Christian theologian, current theologian. And in one of his videos, which is entitled, Everything is Spiritual, it's about an hour and a half long talk, and he first starts off by giving a very scientific presentation on the existence of God that then morphs into a very poetic explanation of the existence of God. So from both the scientific and the poetic, Rob Bell is encouraging us all to believe in, to see God everywhere. Everything is spiritual. But at the end of the video, he says this. He says, ultimately, what you look for, you will find. So if you look for a world that is full of darkness and anger and violence and pain and trauma and chaos, then you will find a world that is full of darkness and pain and trauma and fear and chaos. And if you look for a world that is full of grace and hope and love and joy and peace and connection and community, then you will find and see a world filled with love and joy and peace, hope, connection, community. You see, Rob Bell's point is that how we see the world defines our world. It becomes how we engage with the world around us. In our scripture today, the disciples of John come up to Jesus and they say, are you the one we have been looking for? And Jesus tells them, well, you go and tell John what you hear and see. And Jesus says, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. You see, Jesus is here quoting the prophet Isaiah. And this is the same piece of scripture that Jesus read when he spoke in the first time at the synagogue, where he unrolled the scroll and he read this passage and said, today this has been fulfilled in your midst. These were the markers to the prophet Isaiah that the Messiah had come. But you see, John and John's disciples were looking for this Messiah, and they were unsure what this Messiah should be doing. Some people thought that the Messiah would come and take up arms against Rome and violently kick them out and create Israel as another kingdom again. So John's disciples leave, and Jesus turns to the crowd and says, what did you go out into the wilderness to look at? What did you go out to see? Referring to John. See, again, everyone in Jesus' day and age was looking for the Messiah, the one who was to save Israel. The question was, what would he look like? And oftentimes, people saw him but didn't see him. They looked but did not find. There are actually clues in Scripture that tell us that one of the reasons why Jesus was able to heal so many people is that often those people were looking for the Messiah, and they found the Messiah in Jesus. Do you all remember the story of the woman who is healed from 12 years of bleeding? The scripture tells us that Jesus is in this crowd of people. They're literally pressing upon him from all sides. And she skirts through the crowd, and she touches the fringe of his cloak, and immediately she is healed. And Jesus goes, who touched me? And the disciples go, Lord, everyone was touching you. But you see, here's the thing. The Jewish scriptures said that of the Messiah, even his clothes, the fringes of his cape, would hold his healing power. And so this woman knew that Jesus was the Messiah. She expected him to be the Savior, and so she touched his cloak with that view, that vision, and was healed. The other side of the coin is when Jesus went to his hometown of Nazareth. Even though the Messiah, the chosen one of God, was in their midst, they could not see Jesus as the Messiah. Isn't this Joseph's son, the carpenter? And so little, if any, healing was done in the town of Nazareth because those people could not see Jesus for who he truly was. We're currently in the season of Advent. Advent is the season of expectation of the coming of the Lord. It is the season of hope. Hope for the coming of Christ and the coming of God's kingdom. And what I want to share with you today is that hope is not just an emotion. In fact, the least thing it is an emotion. Hope is actually looking for and finding Jesus in our very lives. Let me explain. Dr. Brené Brown is a New York Times selling author who's written several books, The Gift of Imperfection, Daring Greatly, Rising Strong. Is anyone familiar with Dr. Brené Brown? If you're not, I'm going to encourage you to do so. And I have it on good record that she's a faithful Episcopalian. So, although she doesn't write from a faith perspective, her writing is faith-filled. In her book, The Gifts of Imperfection, she says this: I always thought of hope as an emotion, like a warm feeling of optimism and possibility. I was wrong. Hope is not an emotion. It's a way of thinking or a cognitive process. Hope is a way of looking and seeing. And so Dr. Brown unpacks it in this way. She says that hope happens when we do three things. First, that we have the ability to set realistic goals. That we want to go in a direction and it's realistic that we can get there. Second, is that once we've focused on that goal, we figure out how to achieve those goals, including the ability to stay flexible and to develop alternate routes. Sort of, you know, when you keep your eye on the prize, you don't get, you know, caught by the stumbling blocks. And then she says that the end result of hope, or the last piece, is that we have to believe in ourselves. We have to say to ourselves, I can do this. And so for Brené Brown, hope is saying to ourselves, I know where I want to go, saying, I know how to get there, I'm persistent, and I can tolerate disappointment and try again, and then finally saying, I can do this. This is the pattern and practice of hope. And lest you think this is only a secular understanding, the theologian Dallas Willard, who we also studied last year, talked about having towards the kingdom of God a vision, an intention, and a means. Vision is simply understanding that the kingdom of God is possible. Intention is that leap of faith by which we propel ourselves towards it. And the means is gathering those resources both within us and around us to get us to that vision. And there's even better news, one that we celebrate today on this Gaudete Sunday. That's right, I just said Latin. The reason why there's a pink candle today is not because we ran out of blue ones. It's because the pink candle represents Gaudete, the Latin word for rejoicing. And the reason why we can rejoice today is because the other thing that Brené Brown says is that hope can be learned. Hope can be practiced. It can be cultivated. We can become experts at it. We can learn how to live our lives full of hope. We don't have to sit back and possibly just wait and hope for it to come. We can cultivate hope. We can be instruments and resources of hope for our lives and others' lives. We don't need to simply passively receive it. We can cultivate it, embrace it, manifest it, and share it. And so what Jesus is inviting us to do today is to hope, is to practice seeing the world as Jesus sees it. You know, I heard Rob Bell say once that it breaks his heart when so often he hears people say how they can't believe in God because all they see is pain and struggle and violence and death and darkness in the world. And what he struggles with is, he says, those same people could just as easily say, how can I not believe in God because of all the beauty, joy, celebration, and love in the world? This is the same beauty, joy, celebration, and love that God saw in God's self for the world, which is why he came in the form of Jesus. Jesus was born for that grace and hope and love in this world, and ultimately he died for it. And he's inviting us to see the world as the same, worth saving. So what are we looking for? Every day of our lives, how do we see? This Advent season, Jesus invites us to hope, to practice, to cultivate seeing the world as Jesus sees it, and rejoice. Jesus wants us to seek first the kingdom of God, the beauty in the world all around us and within us, always. What are you looking for?